This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, Who Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, Who Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, looky here. We're so glad to have you with us tonight. We've got a big, big story in case you haven't noticed. Syria. Yeah, may I say more. And then Ladies Lounge tonight. Actually, Papa's going to join us in the Brilliant Women of Media section. So we're glad to have you with us as well. Kevin McCullough saying... thanks for being here. I also have a big, big thanks I've got to get to tonight to my colleague at WGP Radio in Atlantic City. It's 104.1 FM and 1450 AM. Harry Hurley, Hurley in the Morning, the legendary morning man down there. In fact, he reminded me when we were talking just last night at one of his functions that he is the number 70 on the Talkers 100 list this year. And a big congratulations. It's hard to get on that list as a local talk show host, particularly in a non-top 10 market. But he has done just that. In Atlantic City, being the guy that wakes up AC and the surrounding area, Cape May and so forth, and hosted a fantastic event last night all the way down the shore of New Jersey. If you go down Manhattan and you come out and you get on the Garden State Parkway, you just go until literally the highway stops, literally it dead ends, and then it turns into a different street. And then it goes through neighborhoods, and you keep going down that street until it dead ends. And when you get all the way to the end of the dead ends of the dead ends of the dead ends in Cape May, you're at this beautiful historical place called the Congress Hotel. And it is just a beautiful, old, historic hotel that has been refurbished. Curtis Bashaw and his sisters Colleen and Rachel and everything they've done to make that property just amazing. But they hosted us last night. They gave us just the first-rate treatment, and it was such a pleasure to be with them. But not only that, the woman that's running for governor of the state of New Jersey, you know, there's two states that hold gubernatorial elections this year, Virginia and New Jersey. They're the only two in the country that do that on the off years like that. And so this year, and Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, she gave me a hard time because I didn't say it with enough Italian the last time, even though she's a McFadden. She married an Italian. So Kim Guadagno, the lieutenant governor for the state of New Jersey, is running. She is the front runner for the Republicans. She's, you know, neck and neck with the Democrat, and the Democrat's going to pour millions and millions of dollars into it. But it was interesting to hear her vision of the state. It was interesting to hear her ideas and what she wants to focus on. And if the Democratic leading candidate, Mr. Murphy, wants to try to run for the state house and get the governor's mansion in New Jersey and do so by telling everyone in advance, I'm going to raise your taxes a lot, which is what Mr. Murphy seems to be doing. I'm going to raise taxes. I'm going to raise a lot of taxes. And he's telling you in advance. It's one thing if he was, like, not telling you. But if he's just flat up telling you to your face, you got to be stupid if you elect a guy like that governor. So, and he's telling you right there in advance, New Jersey. All you got to do is pay attention and listen. Anyway, it was great to spend the evening with the lieutenant governor and Mr. Hurley and everybody that was there. And then the coolest thing happened. So we stay overnight at the Congress, Congress Hall Hotel. And I highly recommend it. If you want to see a really historic, beautifully brought back to, you know, just pristine charm of its elderliest heyday, but everything brand new and just so polishy and smart on the inside. But we were having a bite of brunch before we trekked back up the parkway towards New York, and we're sitting there having the brunch at the Blue Pig. That's the name of the place. The Blue Pig. You got it. You got to eat at the Blue Pig. Delicious seafood omelet that I had for breakfast this morning. It was lump crab meat, just lump crab meat in the yeah. Owen, my Islander is sitting in the corner going, yep. I'm down with you. And so anyway, there's a fella and his girl sitting at the next table over, and he keeps looking at my wife, keeps eyeing the lovely bride like, hey. And it turned out he wasn't eyeing her at all. It turned out he was trying to figure out if I was Kevin McCullough. Which, just to be fair, most mornings when I wake up, I'm trying to figure that out, if that's in fact really me. So he comes over to the table and he goes, excuse me, are you Kevin McCullough? And I said, I am. And he said, well, I just wanted to say thank you. He said, I live in the New York area and I listen to your show during drive time every single day. I said, great. All you had to do was come 3 hours south to Cape May to tell me. I appreciate it. Turns out they were down there for something completely different. They weren't at the event that I was at the night before, but they were celebrating their 1 year anniversary. And, I'm really, really happy for Paul. And Paul gave me his business card. He runs a little Italian restaurant, or his family does, in the city. Guess who's paying a visit next week? Because, I long for the sauce, the gravy, the pasta. All of it fresh and good and yummy. So we're going to go visit Paul this next week. But anyway, thank you for being there. Thank you for being here. Okay, let's go to the big board, because we got a lot to get to tonight. The top story, of course, in the world right now is what Mr. Trump has done by way of launching cruise missiles towards Syria. Did he even have the right to? Some people are, questioning that. And then these two guys here. Lawrence O'Donnell is a liberal, crazy dude from MSNBC, and Alex Jones is an alt-right, crazy guy. Like, they're kind of like the... All right, so that we simulcast on TV and radio, and I just looked up at the moment that Nick switched the picture for the TV feed from Lawrence O'Donnell to Alex Jones, and he was saying earlier that the look on Alex Jones's face is just priceless. I hadn't really thought of it that much, and then I see it pop up and change right in front of me. Totally caught me by surprise. Anyway, the two crazy guys from the furthest extremes of either side are both saying that this is a false narrative that Trump has sold us. That this attack on these children doesn't really mean anything, and that he's completely out of bounds in launching those cruise missile strikes late last week. So what we want to know, 888-340-3373, and I'm throwing the phone lines open early because I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of people that have opinions about this. But Nick, do you have the side by side meme, the OMG meme? It was in the batch of memes. Yeah, here we go. So liberals 3 days ago, oh, my goodness, the poor kids in Syria. Why won't Trump do something? Now they're like, oh, my goodness, Trump bombed Syria. He's getting us into World War III. And this is the interesting little dynamic that the president is having to face right now. Doesn't matter what he does. Doesn't matter what he does. Because the Democratic Party in our country and the press, the people in my industry, for the most part, are willing to chop his knees off no matter what he does. He could cure their own child of cancer, and they would still have put a bullet in the back of his head because they just don't like the fact that their side lost. So I want to have a really open and honest conversation tonight. You know that if you disagree with me, you get to go to the front of the line. 888-340-3373. But if you believe that Trump did the right thing, I want to know, do you believe that it is okay for him to do this, and what gives you the basis for the understanding of that? If you believe he did the wrong thing, I want to ask you, what would you suggest have been done differently? Because for a long, long time, Bashar al-Assad has been killing innocent people that he's actually responsible for. They're people of his country. They're his people. And when it is convenient to him, he just slays, massacres hundreds, thousands of them. So if we're not going to be down with dropping cruise missiles on a little bit of his Air Force and the place where we think a lot of the sarin was stored, then what do you suggest we do? Go to the UN and have really stern conversations? Well, I want you to know I'm really outraged at what you did. And I'm so outraged, I'm going to pass a piece of paper around this committee that says we're all outraged, and we're going to get our pen out, and we're going to sign that little piece of paper and just show you how outraged we are. Will that do anything? I also wonder, if you're in favor of what Trump did, do you think this also sends a message to, I don't know, North Korea, Russia, China? That suddenly the passive, you're able to walk over the American government, is no longer reacting to especially atrocities in that way? I don't know. I want a wide open conversation tonight, and I want you to drive it. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Okay, back to the big board real fast. Second hour, we got Ashley Papa. She'll be here with us. You know her as the Fox on Love, Fox News relationship, and, relationship writer. And she's got a couple of things that are going to be, I don't know, way cool to talk about. And I'm looking forward to that as well. So that's all straight ahead. Live shots from New York, of course, as we go along. If you're watching on Biz TV or online on Facebook Live, join us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Of all the boys, I'm one of them.
Boys I've known and I've known
some. She's known some. That's our house band, the Hot Sardines. I love these guys. And all they do is 1920s, 30s, 40s, from the flapper to the start of jazz and the American Songbook and stuff. It's what they special sweet spot. So it's just perfect for a Saturday night. Welcome to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. It is a newsworthy weekend because we launched some Tomahawk missiles two nights ago. First time that's been done, I don't know, since Gulf War I. But we didn't, we told those guys, this is happening. And, I'm just curious as to your thoughts on where we stand. Now, I put up the meme earlier, Nick, you can put it back up, but this is really crazy because some in our nation have just completely lost it because they're like, well, wait a second. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. And then he did something like, oh my goodness, I can't believe he did this. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. The phone lines are already packed. We are going to take your calls. We're going to get as many of them in as we can. I want to know two things. If you agree with what the president has done so far, do you base that on anything? Is he constitutionally sound? Do you believe that he has the right to launch a strategic targeted strike like this without going to Congress, because he definitely did not go to Congress? That's been some of the criticism. So that's if you agree with him. If you disagree with him, I want to know from you, those that disagree, what should we do? What should he do? What do we do? Do we look at pictures from Syria of children that are literally dying As we see the pictures, because the gas has so irritated and inflamed their lungs that they suffocate from the inside out? We're going to show you some tonight whenever Nick puts them on the screen. But I got to tell you, this is something, as a dad of three kids who are 7, 4, and 2, that to see a room full of dead kids on what looks like the floor of a school building that never had a chance. See, when people want to start talking about, well, you know, this doesn't concern us. I saw another talk radio host's social media page today. Trump, this is not our interest. Stop it. That was his whole post. Really, really, really mature, by the way. You know, very deep, profound, well thought out, well argued, etc. For every person that just gets that angry about that, how do you deal with the pictures that we've seen? How do you deal with the loss of these innocent lives, and shouldn't we care? So if you agree with him, I want to know one thing. If you disagree with him, I want to know something else. Okay, here we go. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Jay in St. Petersburg, Florida, watching on Biz TV tonight. Hello, Jay.
Good evening. Yeah, this is what I can't figure out. I'm trying to figure out what happened to change. I mean, when Trump was supporting Putin, I mean, just licking him all over and implicitly supporting the South, went over to the numbers are in.
Jay, I appreciate the call. I can't understand a thing you're saying. You sound drunk as a gourd tonight. I can't make out one word you've said so far. So I'm gonna end the call right there. I don't normally do that. How often have I done that in the last 10 years, Owen? Maybe once. Let's go to Frank in Des Moines. Hello, Frank. Welcome. You're listening tonight on radio on 99.3. Hi.
Well, Kevin, there's a bunch of components to this, from
sure.
Benghazi to Iran to Russia to the CIA, et cetera. But anytime Ron Paul opens his mouth and starts this conspiracy business, it's like running nails down a chalkboard for me. There's nothing conspiratorial about this. Basically, what was going on was is the CIA was utilizing old Cold War strategy to try to muscle Russia out of its only Navy port in the Mediterranean Gulf to get their oil access out of the Gulf. So basically, Benghazi got into it because Benghazi was a weapons depot that they was using to funnel weapons into Syria for the CIA to fund ISIS to destabilize and overthrow Assad, so it would make this easier to muscle Russia out of this Navy port. But then Iran sticks their nose in because Obama draws this red line and basically says, hey, don't go past this line. Then Putin comes in and says, well, I'll broker the deal to get the weapons out. But Iran threatens Obama, basically, you attack our friend Syria, there's going to be no nuclear talks or no nuclear deal with Iran.
Which was a big priority for Obama.
It's not really a conspiracy. It's just using old proxy war, Cold War strategy that's been utilized, and it that's just, you know, kind of backfired. It is what it is. It's high-stakes chess game.
All right, Frank, appreciate the... Well, you didn't answer either of my questions. So do you support what Mr. Trump did, or do you disagree with what he did?
Yes, I do, with the caveat that... It just irritated me that the only reason the Democrats are going along with this is basically because they are wanting to get back at Russia because, Russia stole the election from Hillary. They could give a flying crap less about sarin gas attacking little children.
Right.
They don't care.
Right.
Lawrence O'Donnell proves that.
Well, and when speaking of conspiracies, Frank, speaking of conspiracies, when we come back from this next break, we are going to actually let you hear, those of you watching, an actual primetime anchor on MSN. Thanks for the call, by the way. An actual primetime anchor on MSNBC who actually will, I'll let him say it. I'm not even going to tell you what he says. I'm going to let you hear it in his own words. But you talk about a conspiracy. I would have gone 100 years before I thought that somebody would have come up with this. And it is, it's pretty astounding. 888-340-3373. One phone line open. 888-340-3373. Trump in Syria is the topic. Do you agree with what he did in response to the gassing of the children? Dropping 59 Tomahawk missiles, destroying, about an eighth of the Air Force, I think. But more importantly, they believe this is a place where some of those, chemicals were stored or being made or refined or something. There was some connection to it. That they thought, and they believe casualties numbered about 21 of people that died in the blasts. A small drop in the bucket compared to how many kids died last week in Syria. And were they all military personnel? We don't know. Not yet. May not know for a long time. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Maria in L.A., I see you. Walt in Philadelphia, I see you. We're going to get to both of you when we come back. It is Kevin McCullough. This is called Radio Night Live, where we take a look at what's going on in the news. We try to have some fun with it. It's hard to have fun around a topic like this tonight, though. But at the top of the next hour, the Ladies Lounge will open, and Ashley Papa will join us. We're going to talk about relationships. One of the most popular segments we have, by the way. And I don't know. We'll see what trouble we can get in there as well. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. One phone line open, and we're ready to go. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
McCullough, glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373. Not too many guests tonight, mostly because the news is breaking. We need to stay on top of it. The Daily Mail, keeping a running kind of timeline of what's going on right now. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev denounced the president today
in the strongest Russian the good. He's going to send him borscht. He will drink borscht.
That's his punishment. He'll be made to drink borscht. In the first direct American raid on Assad's forces, the U.S. Authorized the firing of 59 cruise missiles. That's what we're talking about now. Officials said it was in retaliation for his use of chemical weapons. If you've seen any of the pictures this week, I think your stomach probably wanted to throw up. Mine did, certainly. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley. I love this woman. I love her because she's a very strong woman speaking to all of these tyrants from these Middle Eastern anti-feminist countries. And she's sticking their nose in it. She's like, yeah, you think that's what we're... Well, we'll show you. And they're not used to being spoken to by a woman like that. So I don't know. I think that's kind of cool. I'm down with that. Vladimir Putin has now, supposedly, it's being reported, diverted the warship Admiral Grigorovich. That's the name of the ship. The Admiral Grigorovich to the Syrian coast. And Syrian aircraft took off from the Al-Sharat airfield on Friday in apparent act of defiance. Or maybe they're just trying to save those aircraft. Because who knows, maybe there was some other missiles, maybe coming in. But there's been no... Here's the interesting thing about this. There's been no sign of remorse from Assad. So does he want us to go in and blow up all of his chemical weapons everywhere? I would encourage him not to use them on his own people anymore. I don't think we'd be having this conversation if he hadn't gassed kids. Genuinely, honestly, heartfelt, I believe that to be the case. Maybe I'm wrong. 888-340-3373. All right, so let's get back to those of you that want to weigh in on this. Let's go to... Are all three lines booked? Okay, I just don't have line two on my screen. Line three, Maria is in Los Angeles. Maria, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good evening. Thank you.
I just wanted to tell you that I totally agree that the bombing that President Trump did in Syria, because it was a heartless thing to do. Besides, this could have been taken long time ago, if Obama would have done something about it. He did nothing. He just acted like a little wimp. And I also think that the chemicals that were used in Syria were transported by trucks when President Bush was dealing with Congress here. Do we go to war or not? They had plenty of warnings to get all those chemicals out to Syria. And there you go. I think those are the
actually,
chemical weapons.
Maria, you're so intuitive. It is really, well, it's not surprising to me. That's why you listen to this show. But thanks for your call. And you're exactly right. I think a very interesting question is, where did Syria get weapons of mass destruction? And I actually interviewed, this was more than a dozen years ago now, I think. But the former five-star brigadier general of the Iraqi Air Force, and he told me on air live, he said, Kevin, we loaded up planes and we flew them out. And we flew them to Assad. That was where Saddam Hussein had told them to take them. So is it surprising that he may have some and he's possibly willing to use them now? I'm not surprised at all. Let's go to Walt, who's calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania, but he's watching a television station that's firmly planted in Philadelphia. Hello, Walt. How are you?
Hi, Kevin. It's great to be on with you again.
Thank you, sir. What's your thought?
Well, Kevin, you know, of course, as far as the Democrats and the liberals go, Trump's going to be damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. So I see Hillary's, you know, putting her 2 cents in. She's already started her 2020 campaign. You know, Kevin, she's 16 months younger than Donald.
Well, I don't want to talk. If you talk about Hillary, you're going to bore me tonight. I want to talk about what happened and whether or not you agree with Trump and whether or not it was the right thing to do in retaliation with these kids.
Well, Kevin, I guess, you know, he was left with no alternative. I guess he had to do something in the situation. You know, Kevin, from an environmental standpoint, I have a background in biology, chemistry, and, you know, the people that are want to be pacifists in this situation don't realize that, you know, when they're using that sarin gas over there, and there's one called DX gas, which is about 1,000 times more potent than sarin, they don't realize that when they use that stuff over there, that stuff gets dissipated up in the atmosphere, and eventually It's going to circle the Earth. It's going to find our way. It's going to find our way.
You're right.
As well.
Yeah, Walt, thank you for the call. There's going to be other people that are affected by this, no doubt about it, and thanks for that. Coming back, two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. Did Trump do the right thing?
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
1681. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. If you're watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of Fifth Avenue, I believe. Yes. It's been a rainy couple of days, so yeah, we got a little sunshine today, but I hope you had a great day wherever you were. It is a reminder of the times we live in that we've got, really, really big issues to face. And when a dictator decides to start gassing kids, and you see them, suffocate and wheeze out of life, literally, because of the reaction that their body's going through. I don't know. You have to be a pretty inhumane person to not be moved by that. The problem that we have right this very minute is that there seem to be a number of people that have problems with what President Trump did, not the least of which is Lawrence O'Donnell, who he has some show on MSNBC. I don't even know the name of it. But he just said this. Take a listen.
If Vladimir Putin masterminded the last week in Syria, he has gotten everything he could have asked for. Vladimir Putin was essentially the man in charge of making sure that Syria got rid of all of its chemical weapons under a deal with the Obama administration. And so it makes perfect sense to question whether President Bashar al-Assad would have checked with his most important patron, Vladimir Putin, before using chemical weapons that Vladimir Putin was supposed to have helped get rid of. It would be terribly embarrassing to Vladimir Putin if President Assad had exposed Vladimir Putin as having completely failed to get rid of those chemical weapons. You wouldn't want to be Bashar al-Assad in a conversation with Vladimir Putin after that, unless you had a conversation with him before that. Unless Vladimir Putin said, I have an idea. Go ahead. Do a small chemical attack. Nothing like the big ones you've done in the past. Just big enough to attract media attention so that my friend in the White House will see it on TV. And then Donald Trump can fire some missiles at Syria that'll do no real damage. And then the American news media will change the subject from Russian influence and the Trump campaign and the Trump transition and the Trump White House. It's perfect. It doesn't just change the
subject. All right, I've had enough of that. The man is certifiable. Let me break this down. He's saying that what he's implying there is that Putin encouraged or incentivized Bashar al-Assad to do this to help Trump. That's the goal that Lawrence O'Donnell is reading into this. Now, forget the fact that Trump and Putin are not nearly as friendly as they, everyone says that they are. But he's actually trying to make the case that Putin went out of his way to encourage Assad to launch an attack to get Trump entangled in this to help Trump change the subject from an investigation into his connections to Russia that have proved fruitless. There is no evidence that they've had any type of illegality, anything wrong was done, even under the illegal surveillance that the Obama team was participating in, that we found out that they'd been swept up and they were looking at things and Susan Rice unmasked names to figure out. Even in all of that, the Obama people were saying at the time, well, we can't find anything on Russia. No, there's nothing here. There's no illegal activity between them and Russia. The phone calls that we got the transcripts from, the FISA requests, everything that they looked up. So going back to Lawrence Dimwit O'Donnell for a second, to proffer this wild idea that Putin told Assad to gas children to help Trump, I put it out there. It's now in the hands of the jury. What says you? 888-340-3373. I think the man's loco. Let's talk. Wayne is in Las Vegas. Hello, Wayne. Welcome.
How you doing there, Kevin? Good talking with you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call and state I wanted to call and do appreciate your program. Really enjoy it. I just wanted to tell you that it couldn't have came sooner at the most perfect time. Him having dinner with the leader of the Chinese nation, which is like I said, we've got over 30. They don't tell us how many, but we've got 200,000 to 300,000 troops sitting in South Korea. And like I said, we had to do this because they went 8 years of Mr. Obama doing nothing, and it was happened at the exact perfect time, sitting at a dinner with the one person that we need, one of our allies that needs to be here to hear what he's doing, gassing these innocent children. And he is finally, which I don't know how many times I heard Obama say he drew some line in the sand. I don't know if he was playing with the kids in the sandbox or what, but nothing ever came of the two times he had used them before. And there were idle threats by Obama, but I'll tell you this time, there were no more idle threats that Mr. Trump, and he said night before he did it, he said, I'm gonna do something about it. Of course, I'm not telling the media, because they can't keep their mouth shut when it's going to happen, and it happened that night, and then there was more strikes also today, and then I heard an hour ago on TV that our lady that represents us in the United States, United Nations.
Nikki Haley,
we're looking at more strikes also.
Well, and thank you, Wayne, for your kind words and for your thoughts on this. The truth is, we only, on the Tomahawk missile night one, we only got one of his air bases. There's like eight of them that he has that operates his Air Force. He cannot deliver the gas without those planes, and these are also most likely the places where he's also got the stuff stored ready to go. If we simply take out his air command control and then establish a no-fly over Syria, we're going to be in pretty good shape. He's not going to be able to do much of anything to innocent people anymore. Now, he may choose to try to, you know, fight us in the air. My brother-in-law is an F-18 Top Gun grad. I really would advise against that. I don't think that they're half the match that they would need to even survive. But, you know, what we've done is we're just taking away his opportunity to do this again from where I sit. Now, some in Congress are very angry about this. They're claiming that he has started World War III. And maybe that's what you believe that he's done. I'm interested in hearing your theory on that. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But it's Kevin McCullough, and glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373. Coming right back. Radio Night Live.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you. We always appreciate it. And tonight, of course, being brought to you in conjunction with MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell is so excited about helping you get the best night's sleep of your life. He's authorized me to give you 50% off two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. That's four pillows for the price of two. If you call this number tonight, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, you can also go online and use my promo code KMC. But if you pick up that phone right now when you call, they're going to give you two MyPillows, premium size, and two go-anywheres. And I got to tell you, we were on the road last night. I was at the Congress Hall, and they have a beautiful facility. I didn't pack my MyPillow. This is only the fifth night in the last 2.5 years since I started using the MyPillow that I didn't have it. And I started getting some neck pain and some lower back pain that I always get when I've not been using the MyPillow. It was really bad. It was after like 3 or 4 hours, and then I never got back into that REM cycle sleep that I normally get with the MyPillows. They have a patented interlocking fill. When you use it, it locks the inside. It supports your 12-pound skull for all the night that you sleep. It supports you in a way that allows your cervical nerves to relax. Your body does all the healing that it's supposed to do in that deeper level. That gives you that REM cycle sleep, the blood flow between the organs and the brain and everything renewing itself. That's exactly what sleep is supposed to do. I had feather pillows last night, and they were really nice. I'm sure they were very expensive. They did not stay supportive of my neck and lower back of my skull, which is where I get that problem. And if I had just packed my go-anywhere with me, I would have solved that. Friends, don't be without them. There's no better price you can find anywhere in America than this. Two premiums, two go-anywheres, half the price. 800-506-2641. Call right now. 1-800-506-2641. Use my promo code KMC when you call. 800-506-2641. All right. We're talking about Trump and what he did. Let's go to Tom calling from Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom.
Hey, good evening, Kevin.
Good to have you. What's your thought?
I agree with Trump, and I think we taught the Chinese and the Russians and the Syrians and the Arab folks that the guy's just not going to play in the sand. He's actually going to do things.
Yeah.
Now, I want to add in one more thing. I can't figure out why the Democrats think the Russians love Trump, because Trump is encouraging the fracking in the United States, which makes the oil cheap, and the only thing the Russians are selling anybody is oil right now.
Right, it's the only thing they've got. You're absolutely right. Good observations, Tom, all the way around. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your kind words. And here's another thing. Dr. Herb London from the London Center for Policy Research was with me last week. He said something that I've now quoted on social media several times, but it's quite profound. When Obama drew the red line in the sand, he drew it with invisible ink. And that's pretty much the way it's gone. The difference now is, if you gas your kids, you're not going to get away consequence-free. That's just the way it's going to happen. And to whether that's good or bad, we will pick up that conversation a bit.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
How to put precious metals.